This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Dave White, Chief of the Natural Resources Conservation Services. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
For one, it's not this watershed-by-watershed approach that was in the past. This is going to be nationwide sign-up. It's going to be available in every county. Also, the new Conservation Stewardship Program is one heck of a lot simpler than the old program was. You know, the old one had tiers and all sorts of different things involved in it. This is pretty basic. There's only going to be two types of payments. One would be an annual payment, and then there would be a supplemental payment. The annual payment basically relates to two things. People who are enrolled in would get paid for maintaining their existing conservation practices and for adding new conservation enhancements. So that's the basic annual payment. The supplemental payment is only going to be for cropland, and it relates to those producers who adopt a resource-conserving crop rotation.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
These are to be enrolled in really four different categories: cropland, rangeland, pasture land, and then private forest land. And they even went so far as to say you distribute these 12.8 million acres to each state based upon how many potential acres they had to enroll in each of those categories. The 12.8 million acres in the law, it requires us to achieve an $18 an acre average nationwide for all the land that is enrolled, which in practical terms means that cropland will probably be higher than rangeland. But as we go from Maine to California, the rates will vary, but we have to achieve an $18 an acre average across the country.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Someone is interested, I encourage them to go down to their local NRCS office or the USDA Service Center and find out more about it. There's a very short self-screening checklist. It just asks the producers about 5 or 6 questions on the land use. And if they answer about 2 of them yes, then this program could be right for them. And then just make application. We're going to be taking applications up until September 30th, and then in October and November, we'll be ranking them, field verifying, and entering into the contracts with the producers by the end of November. The program will be operated on a continuous sign-up basis. So a producer can come in at any point in time and make an application, and then NRCS collect them all, rank them, and work with the producers, do those contracts.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
To be eligible for it, according to the law, producer has to be meeting on their operation a resource of concern. Then in addition, each state is being asked to identify 3 to 5 priority resources of concern. As we move across the country, those priority resources of concern will vary state by state based upon what that state felt was important. I think that's what's a little bit unique about this, is there is going to be a lot more localized influence in this program.